Rejecting tyranny and socialism isn't racism or hatred. It's your duty as an American, from New Hampshire to around the world. It's your host, Keith Hansen.
You are listening to The Keith Hansen Show, and it's great to be with you this evening, August 12th. I'm Karen Cataline, and Keith is taking just a few well-deserved days off. He doesn't take too many of them, but I'll be with you for the rest of the week, and it's my pleasure to do so. A real honor, considering that Keith is one of the most talented men I know. And the Keith Hansen Show can be heard each and every weeknight from 9 to 10. One of these days I'll learn to talk. 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Global Star Radio Network and its affiliates. And you can visit thekeithhansenshow.com or thehagmanreportlive.com to listen to the show live. Or stream it on demand. And you can also see it on YouTube. And the podcasts happen all the time. You can go to podcasts and iTunes and Spreaker. The other thing is Keith loves to get your emails. KeithOnTheAir@gmail.com is his address. That's KeithOnTheAir@gmail.com. He's also on Twitter and Parler. He's been on Parler a lot sooner than I was. I have four followers, something like that. Keith has quite a few. So you can tweet or Parler him. I think it's called parlaying him at Real Keith Hansen. That's all it is. It's just Real Keith Hansen. Well, it's not as if there isn't something to talk about here. Of course, we have the enormous announcement that was going to be earth-shattering. I'm telling you, I mean, when do people actually have crises or real drama when everything is a crisis and a drama today? In fact, the things that really are dramas are downplayed by the media, and the things that aren't dramas are upplayed by the media. Is that a word? Yes, it is. So that's what's happening, and we're going to talk about that at some length, along with all the issues of the day, with two guests. We're going to have a little panel discussion tonight in about, 5 minutes or less. We're going to put a brand new Keith Hansen, Karen filling in panel discussion with our old friends. I don't know if they're old. In one case, I'm older than they are, but our old friends, Lowell Ponte and Gary Jeff Walker. And both of them are fascinating. And what makes it even more fun is that they're longtime friends of one another. So all three of us kind of know each other, and we all do a lot of talk radio. Gary Jeff, in this case, is a longtime talk show host with WLW Cincinnati, one of the most well-known talk radio stations in the country. Apparently, I have found this out, is the reason that it only has three letters. It's that old. And you'll learn more about him when we put our panel together. So we'll get started with Kamala Harris and all of that. Everybody wants to weigh in on that one. It's, I guess you could call it, the elephant in the living room. But there are a lot of other things going on. And I have a couple of thoughts. One of them is, when are people going to stop attributing things to unintended consequences? right? What we have going on right now with the coronavirus that is totally a farce at this point, and we have Democrat governors and unelected bureaucrats that are spinning an entirely different non-factual yarn in order to justify all the things they're doing to us, not for us, but to us. And coronavirus is the excuse for taking away all our rights. The problem is we are not organized. I think a lot of us are thinking this all on our own, but we're not organized. And a lot of people think that they are alone. So that old cliche is true. You are not alone. And you need to be a leader in your own sphere of influence. I've said that once or twice before. What we have right now going on in the country, from the riots and the looting and the burning of cities and a coronavirus that's keeping law-abiding citizens at home while criminals own the streets in many cases, cops quitting because and a police chief in Seattle quitting, chaos, fear, bewilderment, and marauding criminals all threatening people, and then people, law-abiding citizens, just trying to feed their family, go to work, and have the government off their back. They're being forced to wear rag on their face, one of my most irritating, annoying things I'm watching, because I know that it is a symbol of things to come. It is about so much more. It's not about the mask. It's about so much more. It's about obedience. It's about submission, and it's also about turning us all into collective people that look and act and sound alike. I'll give you this one little bitty story. My husband and I, we've taken to going to restaurants because, of course, we were prevented before. And where we can, we go to restaurants where rules are not followed to the letter. But most waiters and waitresses have to wear a mask. We won't go to a place where they insist on us wearing a mask from our car to the restaurant so we can sit down and eat. It's preposterous and it's foolish. But when you ask one of the waiters or waitresses to take their mask off just so we can see what they look like, they look entirely different. They don't even look like themselves. Why? Because you can see unique features. You can see facial expressions. You can see smiles. You can see a whole face. And you realize the uniqueness of human beings. What we don't have right now is, or rather what I believe the masks are about to some extent, is taking away our uniqueness, robbing us of individuality, because you gotta take all that away if you're going to have a socialist country. On that score, I'm going to bring on both of our guests because they're both friends of each other, and I'm honored and proud to say that I count myself a friend of theirs or theirs of mine, and the three of us are going to have a powwow of a time. First, we have Lowell Ponte, who is a well-known guest of talk radio on a regular basis. He writes for WND, and we'll let him tell you more about himself. But welcome, Lowell Ponte, to the Keith Hansen Show.
So much, Karen, and I am Are delighted to find that we have the three Masketeers.
Not hearing Lowell. How about, let's hear Gary Jeff.
Hello?
Gary Jeff Walker. Are you with us, Gary?
I was hearing Lowell just fine,
Jeff.
Karen. So apparently the problem
we don't have
is
Gary
not
Jeff Walker
on my
either.
End or Lowell's
end. Let's see.
Can't hear you.
Are we
Gary
connected?
We are connected. Are you
are
there?
We connected?
Hey. Now I hear you. Yeah.
If I could say, in behalf of Gary Jeff and myself, it is wonderful that we are gathered as the three Masketeers here today.
No, you know what?
Are
let's,
you saying
so, Karen,
the three
let's
Masketeers?
Let's start again. Let's, start again. Let's talk about right. Lowell Ponte because he's the most important person in this whole triumvirate.
He resembles that remark. Go for it,
yeah,
Lowell.
Yeah, sadly,
everybody.
Sadly, you're right. He does.
But would you know, Karen put her finger on a very key point, And that is, in this day and age, there are two kinds of masks. Quite apart from the evil of masks in general, there are socialist masks and there are capitalist masks. And what is the difference? A socialist mask doesn't really protect you at all. Its purpose, we're told, is only to protect others from you, should you cough or sneeze or whatever. And therefore, the government can step in and say, well, we're all together in this web of disease, and only we, the government, can regulate it. Now, if each of us had a mask, a capitalist mask, that gave us, individually, complete protection, then it wouldn't really matter. But instead, people are going to the magic world of what are called anti-masks. I mean, there are people who wear crocheted masks now. There are people who tie a bandana over their face. My wife, interestingly, several weeks ago, was going to make a deposit in a bank account of ours at Wells Fargo. You know, the people with the stagecoach?
Yeah.
Old. And, well, and she called them and said, well, what hours are you open? Can I come down? And they said, yes, but be sure and wear a mask. And I realized that even 100 years ago, if you'd walked into a Wells Fargo bank wearing a mask, the effect would have been very different.
Well, and that's just indicative of the upside-downness of the world we're living in. Gary Jeff Walker, tell us something about yourself. Your date, should you decide to accept it, is Gary Jeff Walker, talk show host extraordinaire.
Well, Karen, all I can say for myself is that my reputation speaks for itself. So I would just want to elaborate on Lowell's fine-pointed comments there about masks and the like. Lowell Ponte is a man who was qualified to talk about stagecoaches because he was actually alive then. When Wells Fargo,
you're letting all my secrets out.
Have we really deteriorated to that?
My friend,
both
my
of you,
friend,
I got to tell you something. While Lowell was talking about masks, you gave me a wonderful idea. If only Republicans were forward-thinking and proactive in their strategy enough, what do you think of this? Why don't we start branding all the people that wear masks as anti-mask, like Antifa, and the people who don't wear masks are maskers or something.
Are normal?
Because, well, yes, normal, because
normal,
anti-fascists are actually
human
fascists.
Beings who understand that masks don't protect you or anyone else from coronavirus?
And they're
normal?
Preposterous. And then, on top of all of that, the coronavirus is 0.2%, or shall we say 99.8%, and then some, survivable. So the whole thing is a fraud. The virus isn't a fraud, but what the left and the deep state
the
has done
is
with
absolutely
it is
a fraud. Yeah, absolutely. And I agree with you, too. It's obviously a real virus, but that is not germane to the topic of how it has been covered up and how it has been manipulated into a political moment for the 2020 elections.
They're getting everything they want. Everything they want, they're getting.
How much time do we have in this segment, Karen?
You know what? 90 seconds.
Lowell, why don't you wrap this segment up in 1 minute, please? Now.
Wrap it up. Well, interestingly, barely a year ago, in many parts of the country, it would have been illegal to wear a mask. You know, we had mask laws to prevent people from hiding their identity, from being Ku Klux Klan members who run around with a hood and so on. Now, masks are required. And isn't that the definition of a totalitarian state? Everything not prohibited is required.
Touché.
Yes.
I mean, sad but true. We are talking with Lowell Ponte, pundit extraordinaire, Gary Jeff Walker, talk show host extraordinaire with WLW in Cincinnati. I am your happy fill-in host, Karen Cataline, filling in for the wonderful Keith Hansen. We're all here, and we'll be right back after this.
This is Tom Cuddy, your morning sports reporter, and this might work for you. You hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums skyrocketed. In most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows us to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. If you've changed jobs, if you're having a baby, if you're getting married, getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed. This law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help us learn how to qualify for lower health insurance rates. Call right now to learn more. 800-605-1679. 800-605-1679. Paid for by Go Health. 800-605-1679.
Did you see President Trump's latest tweet? He says the new book Blitz is hot and urges you to read it. Trump calls David Horowitz a great author. Get Blitz. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. In Blitz, David Horowitz warns about Antifa and makes stunning predictions about Trump in the coming months. They will shock you. Blitz also reveals the secret billionaires out to stop Trump. Mike Huckabee says if every American reads this book, Trump will win. Mark Levin says Blitz is indispensable. Get Blitz at bookstores or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. blitz411.com. And don't forget to see David Horowitz on Newsmax TV all this week. Newsmax is America's fastest growing cable channel. Now on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Optimum, Cox, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Wow, and more. Just check your cable guide. And get Blitz today at bookstores or 800-NEWSMAX.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs. And because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The coronavirus has affected the African American community in many ways, including a drastic drop in blood donations. This is the time to take care of one another, and blood transfusions from healthy African American donors can be a life-saving treatment for patients with sickle cell disease or cancer. The American Red Cross adheres to the highest standards of safety and infection control and urges you to come out to donate. Please make an appointment today at redcrossblood.org.
Welcome back again to the Keith Hansen Show, the Wednesday, August 12th edition. And Keith is enjoying a couple of well-deserved days off.
I lost you.
And he will be back with you at the beginning of next week. And we are talking with Lowell Ponte and Gary Jeff Walker, both friends of one another, and I'm proud to say friends of mine. Because we have lots and lots of opinions here, I'm going to just roll it out for either one of you, the so-called elephant in the living room, not referring to Kamala Harris as an elephant, but everybody, the much-awaited news is upon us. Kamala Harris is Joe Biden's running mate. Gary Jeff, what do you think about this pairing?
I think that elephants and for good reason, are exalted in India, which is one half of Kamala Harris's birthright ethnicity. I think that elephants are usually represented by the GOP, and I think this was the perfect elephant pick for the Democrats to finally secure their loss in this election. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
In 2016, again, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. I know. Okay. In
yes, go ahead.
In 2016, we had a well-connected political shrew at the top of the Democrat ticket who no one, even people in her own party, could stand. And we had basically a dithering idiot in Senator Kaine as her running mate against Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? This time, we have a dithering idiot, former senator and former vice president at the top of the Democrat ticket, and we have this absolute shrew that no one can stand as his running mate, only because of identity politics. This is the perfect recipe for a Trump landslide. I'm just telling you right now.
I hope from your mouth to God's ears.
Lowell, what do you think?
You do accept, Gary Jeff, that there will be those who will vote for Mickey Mouse just so they can get rid of Donald Trump, right? There will be a definite group,
Karen,
of people, the hard left.
Here in the middle of the country, all right, let me tell you something from someone
Please.
Who has taken the pulse of the heartland of this country. And yes, we can still pull off an electoral victory for Donald Trump. Don't listen to any polls. Don't listen to anything. Because my polls are this. I wear I have to wear a mask in public to go to the grocery store. I wear my Trump 2020 mask. I know you told me that this is a sign of weakness, and I understand how you feel. But
yeah.
When I get 99% compliments on the Trump mask, I'm telling you, this means something.
It does. It really does.
From the heart of this country, if you go outside the cities, you do not see Biden sign one. You see Trump sign after Trump sign after Trump sign. You see the real heart of America saying, no, San Francisco, New York, Los Angeles will not control this country. Because look at the wonderful things they've done to screw up where they are.
Yeah. Let's just hope that they know that it's the Democrats that run those cities, because if it were up to the Democrats, they blame everything on Republicans.
Of course they know. And they're starting to get wise to it, finally.
No,
yeah.
It's only taken them 40
years.
As fate
would have it, I'm speaking from California. Interestingly, Kamala Harris is one of her oddities. It's not only the first black woman or the first Asian or South Asian woman on a national ticket for the Democrats. She is also the first woman from west of Texas. I mean, their entire history has been of people from the west, or certainly no further west than Lyndon Johnson from Texas. So she is a very strange, characteristically California kind of candidate, as I'll be talking about late Thursday in my column at World Daily. But when you look at her, did you see how Joe Biden, who, by the way, has no support at all out there, he just has one great charisma lack in the country. Everyone is either for Trump or anti-Trump. They're certainly not going to be for Kamala. This is the interesting thing. As people noted, she dropped out before the first Democratic primary as a candidate, when her popularity fell to only about 2%.
That's right. And she is
still gathering money from Silicon Valley, from Hollywood, and so on as a California
senator. And she
senator.
Was the one they were grooming, but she was singularly unimpressive as a candidate.
Molly Hemingway,
voice.
Federalist, says she's quite impressive for 15 minutes. And then everyone who's watching her wants to change the channel. That charm wears out very fast.
And
I mean,
why
this
do you think that
is? This is as good as she gets.
Oh my God!
Today, from now on, she's going to be in decline.
Why do you think that is?
Exactly,
that 15
like
minutes
Georgia.
Is Kamala's all we can handle?
Well, that sounds like Joe Biden. I mean, he has sundowner syndrome. The later it gets in the day, the less sharp he is.
Yeah, that's saying something. Because he's not very smart, sharp in the morning either.
They want to get him in the morning because...
Yeah.
And this is a thing that happens with anyone who suffers for dementia. And I'm sorry, it does.
Yeah, it does. You don't have to be apologetic. Anybody watching can tell.
It's sundowner syndrome. I've seen it before. The later it gets in the day, the less reliable they are to make cohesive statements and cogent thoughts. Uh-huh. I mean, where I am at right now, it's very late in the evening, and I'm less cogent than I was a couple of hours ago. So,
and you don't have Alzheimer's as far as I know.
Not as far as I know. Who are you?
Don't you think it's so perfect, poetically perfect, that we have this person who really is unfit to be president and an extremely corrupt woman who'd say anything or do anything, which is so very symbolic of what the left represents
Karen,
today?
Karen, how dare you say the things about Donald and Melania Trump?
What?
Oh, you weren't talking about Donald and Melania Trump.
But Donald and Ivanka have been donors to Kamala Harris. That's one of the interesting challenges. However, 49% of Democrats in a poll taken this day indicated that Biden will not complete a four-year term, and that is Democrats' opinion.
Uh-huh.
So, in other words, Kamala Harris is to be the next president if that ticket wins.
Yes, a vote for Joe Biden.
And you know, she's one of the few candidates who you would actually say is more frightening than an extreme leftist. Because she is a person with no principles, with no values, whatever. She will do whatever she needs to do to put together a coalition that will enhance her power or get her reelected or elected.
Let me ask you something. Both of you, because this is interesting. I am seeing two different strategies from Republicans in anticipation of this new announcement. One is one is the one that Gary Jeff suggested, which is that Biden is going to be there for long, so you better start deciding if you want Kamala as president. The other thinking, and they could also both be true, they may not be mutually exclusive, is that it doesn't really matter who is elected on the left, because the hard left controls the Democrat Party to such a degree that that person will only be a figurehead, and they are hell-bent on turning every city in America into Seattle.
This is Tom Cuddy, your morning sports reporter, and this might work for you. You hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums skyrocketed. In most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows us to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. If you've changed jobs, if you're having a baby, if you're getting married, getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed. This law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help us learn how to qualify for lower health insurance rates. Call right now to learn more. 800-605-1679. 800-605-1679. Paid for by Go Health. 800-605-1679.
What do you think?
Lowell, I defer to you.
Okay.
Well, that is obviously one of those things where you answer both are true.
Mm-hmm.
The left is certainly going to be largely in control of the Democratic Party. Hillary Clinton, for example, only won 37% of the white vote in America in 2016. They desperately depend on maintaining a coalition of little tiny or medium-sized minorities of one kind or another. She only got 89% of the black vote, and that was the end of her in 2016. Mm.
Yeah, and so who knows
they will
how
do
many...
whatever they need to do to maximize the coalition they have, which is not really a political party. It's kind of like a gang.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
part
so
of the problem
terrible.
Role there with Hillary was that she only got 2% of the Samoan vote, the American Samoan vote.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yes, I do remember that. I do. You know what, though? Totally as an aside, I would pay money to see the film, and there probably isn't one, of Hillary throwing a champagne bottle through a giant flat screen TV, wouldn't you?
Oh, I love it.
Well, that was a conversation stopper, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it's so it was, true. But, you know, but then you look at things that Kamala Harris has done. For example, on the Judiciary Committee of the Senate, she upbraided a Nebraska judge who was up for appointment
yes.
to some slightly higher post. And she asked him if he
Hello.
Knew that he had joined an organization
Keeps
that
going in
was
now.
An enemy of women's right to choose. Well, the organization she was referring to was Knights of Columbus, a Catholic organization. And she didn't
wow.
know it. It's the largest single fraternal organization in the world. But she didn't know that. She makes all kinds of peculiar errors. She went after when a video journalist had captured footage of someone from Planned Parenthood boasting of how they would cut up the parts of aborted babies and sell them for profits, and, oh, I could get a new fancy car. By doing that, Kamala Harris' response was not to go after Planned Parenthood, but to go after the video journalist who did that, to send 12 police to raid his home, to steal his tapes and so on. I mean, is this the kind of person we really want? Oh, and by the way, she colluded with Planned Parenthood. It was later documented as people seized on phone records and so on, planning to put through a new law making it a crime to spy on and find out bad information about groups like Planned Parenthood.
Unless you're a Democrat.
This is her idea of a free press and so on.
Let me just say that what Lowell was addressing with Kamala Harris's fractured and nonsensical and you can't really figure out what the heck she's talking about at any particular given moment decisions as a law enforcement official, it's not just enough that God is being demonized in this country, but common decency is being demonized. And people like Kamala Harris and their latter-day saints, like the dude in Philadelphia, the district attorney in St. Louis, they're all outlawing common decency and allowing lawbreaking to go on willy-nilly at the behest of George Soros and the other people that want to sow chaos into our society until they can control us.
Mm-hmm.
The Seattle district attorney has just released a large number of rioters who were arrested for interfering with the police there who were trying to maintain
yes,
order.
I saw that.
Because their attitude now is there is no such thing as violence against private property. Private property inherently should be taken from the people who have it. There is no such thing as violence against the police, apparently, either.
No.
So if you're torching a private business, if you're looting a store, if you're attacking a policeman or burning a police car, that is not sufficient grounds that you should be arrested or convicted of anything.
Well, and there was an article this week that one person decided was quoted as saying that it's reparations that we rob stores, that it's part of reparations that we rob and steal. On that,
yeah, I heard another woman say, if they rob these clothing stores, it's just so poor people can have clothing. Why don't we arrange that poor people are allowed to raid her apartment and take all of her clothes?
They can right. come to my house.
They wouldn't want my clothes, I can tell you that. They wouldn't want them. To that end, the stuff that we talk about this week happens to be a week in which I'm doing lots and lots of hours of talk radio. And as much as I love talking about all these issues, I wonder what you guys think when you talk to people all over the country. If people realize, this is a very broad general question, just what a late hour it is for America under the current circumstances, that things are really dire when up is down and left is right. And from my perspective, every day is Purim, meaning nothing is as it appears to be. They're running an entire narrative that is contrary to reality, such as criminals are victims and law-abiding citizens are criminals. Do you think people understand the really dire emergency, and it ain't a virus? Lowell, what do you say?
Out again. Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Am I here?
Oh, I'm definitely here. We're all here. You disappeared again. But okay. Let me just tell you this. I want to give you both an injection of positivity and optimism and hope. And I just want to let you know that I don't live west of the Continental Divide like you two do. And I don't live in these states that have been infected by overt liberalism and socialism like California and now Colorado. Because enough idiots from California decided to leave because they couldn't stand the high taxes and liberalism of California, and then came to Colorado and elected liberals who are taxing them and doing stupid things. But I live here in the heartland, and I'm going to tell you that this outside of election fraud, all that election fraud, it is going to be an overwhelming victory for Donald Trump in November, and then the fireworks really began.
Okay, Gary Jeff, tell us what kind of fireworks you're expecting. God willing, Trump wins. Then what are we looking at from your perspective?
I'm looking at shots fired on Fort Sumter. I'm looking at all the things we don't want to address, unfortunately, because this is how the left works. If they can't win at the ballot box, they go to the courtrooms. If they can't win in the courtrooms, they go to the street. If they can't win in the street, then they have many other solutions. But none of them are positive, and none of them portend a happy future for us in the next coming years.
Mm-hmm. Unless, and this is a big unless, they are exposed for who they are, and are held accountable. And right now, everybody's been waiting with bated breath, hoping that somebody
will be held accountable. If Donald Trump retains the White House and the Senate retains control of the Senate, we'll be fine.
Okay. This is a challenge because we're living in the year 400 A.D. The Vandals are already inside the gates, starting to sack Rome.
Well, yes.
And we have a large number of people in this country who have become dependent on government handouts of one kind or another. And they will want to go on receiving those handouts. We have a millennial generation, 39% of whom have gone back to living in mom and dad's basement.
Mm-hmm.
New analysis.
Along
shows.
With Joe Biden.
Along with Joe Biden and his geese, yes. So basically... Yes. We have a whole lot of people who are willing to go along with the government as long as the government will provide for people's needs. And we used to be a much more autonomous society. For example, we used to be virtually impervious to terrorism because the average American there on the frontier grew his own food, shot his own game, had his own rifle, had his own
well. I got to take a break. Hold that thought. We're going to break away for a commercial, and we will be back with both of our guests right after this. Stay tuned.
This is Tom Cuddy, your morning sports reporter, and this might work for you. You hear the headlines, you know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums skyrocketed. In most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows us to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. If you've changed jobs, if you're having a baby, if you're getting married, getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed. This law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help us learn how to qualify for lower health insurance rates. Call right now to learn more. 800-605-1679. 800-605-1679. 800-605-1679. Paid for by Go Health. 800-605-1679.
Did you see President Trump's latest tweet? He says the new book Blitz is hot and urges you to read it. Trump calls David Horowitz a great author. Get Blitz. It's already a number one Amazon bestseller. In Blitz, David Horowitz warns about Antifa and makes stunning predictions about Trump in the coming months. They will shock you. Blitz also reveals the secret billionaires out to stop Trump. Mike Huckabee says if every American reads this book, Trump will win. Mark Levin says Blitz is indispensable. Get Blitz at bookstores or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. blitz411.com. And don't forget to see David Horowitz on Newsmax TV all this week. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable channel. Now on DirecTV, Xfinity, Dish, Spectrum, Optimum, Cox, Fios, UVerse, Suddenlink, Mediacom, Wow, and more. Just check your cable guide. And get Blitz today at bookstores or 800-NEWSMAX.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs. And because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The coronavirus has affected the African American community in many ways, including a drastic drop in blood donations. This is the time to take care of one another, and blood transfusions from healthy African American donors can be a life-saving treatment for patients with sickle cell disease or cancer. The American Red Cross adheres to the highest standards of safety and infection control and urges you to come out to donate. Please make an appointment today at redcrossblood.org.
Welcome back to the Keith Hansen Show. I'm your fill-in host, Karen Cataline, and we are talking with Gary Jeff Walker of WLW in Indeed. Cincinnati and Lowell Ponte, pundit extraordinaire with WorldNet Daily and writes in consistently all over. All you got to do is look and Google Lowell Ponte and you will find him there. We'll let them both do a little plug for themselves. But before the break, Lowell Ponte was just finishing up a point about barbarians at the gate. Why don't you continue? If you would.
Well, if you look at the book Democracy in America by de Tocqueville, for example, back in the 1840s, he visited America from France, and he realized that much of what made America possible as a free, dynamic country was that communities supported each other, that people worked with their neighbors to put up barns, that they defended each other, that there was a great deal of self-reliance in the way people acted, and it was not waiting for a government check from Washington, D.C. Rather, they were self-sufficient and self-reliant on the ground where they were. Now, we've lost almost all of that. We have a society
like
in
to...
which... Well,
yeah.
I used to be a think tank futurist.
Right.
Until I got to play games such as NEST, the National Entity Survival Studies.
Uh-huh.
And those showed that the average American has never known the stuff not to go down when they flushed the toilet, water to be there when they turned on the tap, They've never gotten over their fear of the dark, so they sleep with a night light. They are living in a community, but they don't know the neighbor who lives four doors away. They only know that he probably has a gun. And in a society like that, you're very easily destabilized by mobs when a left-wing mayor or governor allows them to rove wildly on the streets.
In other words, we've gone
soft. If you try to defend yourself.
We've gone soft. I want to use the time we have left to talk about something else. I'm going to give Gary Jeff Walker the first crack at this. It so happens that I've been saying I wasn't sure the campaign of 2020 would ever begin because they couldn't let go 2016. And they used a virus to delay it, so we can't have any Trump rallies, God forbid. But it now looks like the campaign is finally beginning in earnest. And so next week is the Democrat National Convention. Who knows how much virtual that's going to be? And the Republican convention right after. Gary Jeff, what are you expecting from the Democrat convention and then the Republican convention? Is it going to be worth watching?
There's a 70% chance that Joe Biden doesn't make it to Monday. 70% chance. Now, I've been wrong before, and it could just be a false front I'm seeing moving in from the Dakotas, but I'm just telling you, I think there's at least, well, I'll go down to 62% chance that Joe doesn't make it to Monday. And as far as Republicans, I have a 100% chance that Donald Trump is going to be renominated by his party to be reelected president in 2020.
I believe he will go on
to an electoral manslide. I don't think that Kamala Harris will even get as many millions of votes in Los Angeles as Hillary did.
Wow.
It's over.
Well,
it's over.
Well,
it's over.
God, I hope you're right. What do you,
well,
what do you say
I would
Monday?
I would disagree with Gary Jeff to this point.
When you say make it to Monday, are you talking about the upcoming Monday? Are you talking
Monday's the beginning of the DNC convention, the virtual convention.
I just don't know.
I mean, I don't want Secret Service coming with a microscope up my personal portal. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying I'd say there's a large chance that Joe Biden, and I think there's an even larger chance that he won't make it to inauguration if he's elected. And I think there's a 100% chance that he won't live past March. So this is, and it won't be anything necessarily that is wrong with Joe. He could probably live with assistance a lot longer, but I think that they'll want to facilitate their working plan, if they have that much control by then, as soon as possible.
I think Kamala becomes the presidential candidate? Am I being heard at all or not?
Yes, you are, but we're...
I want to listen to Lowell's response.
Okay, go ahead, Lowell. I'm still trying to understand what Gary Jeff's
saying. There was a famous episode of Star Trek that pretty much summed up what is needed, and that is, does Joe Biden even still exist? I ask this because we know Joe Biden is a wholly owned subsidiary of Communist China after the $1.5 billion to his son Hunter. We know that Hollywood is a wholly owned subsidiary of Communist China, that Hollywood is now capable, if it wants, of making movies, entire movies, with actors who are simulated and appear incredibly real. Now, Joe Biden can make acceptance speeches from his bunker or whatever, but is it really him, or are they able just to simulate Joe Biden as needed as he comes on TV and says, ladies and gentlemen, Kamala Harris will be doing this for me. I mean, Joe Biden may appear to be there, but we all understand he's not really there in one sense or another.
What I was trying to say was artificial intelligence can't be that stupid.
I think we all heard artificial intelligence. It's the equivalent of Joe Biden being painted on black velvet.
Artificial intelligence isn't that stupid. No.
So let's go back to something serious that one of you said. I can't remember which. said that, let's just say, God willing, Donald Trump wins November 3rd. And then I think Gary Jeff said, then all hell breaks loose because the left never gives up. What do you see happening then?
What we have seen so far is the leftists in their death throes in this country. A wounded animal is always most dangerous when it's cornered and it knows its days are numbered. And if Donald Trump manages to win re-election by a popular electoral college landslide, which I'm predicting, the left will just absolutely finally blow their last gasket, and they know that their days are numbered, and they will do things that we've only seen in Portland and Seattle across the country.
Yes, here's one thing I fear, both of you. Remember we saw the, purple fingers in Iraq when people had courage to go vote?
Yep.
If you don't have all mail-in ballots, which is the ballot harvesting that has made Colorado a monopoly of Democrat power, you've got places where it will be an act of courage to go out and vote because the bullying and intimidation is going to be so awful if they expect that you're going to vote for Trump. This is not like anything I ever thought I'd see in America. Lowell?
Well, you have that kind of theft. Ballot harvesting, of course, took a lot of Republicans who had won on election night out of the election days or weeks later. We also have the problem that your ballot would be carried if you mailed it by the National Association of Letter Carriers, AFL-CIO, which in 2018 gave 77% of their political contributions to Democrats. And then there is the third scenario, which may be just as, for all intents and purposes, just as crazy. And that is the election by artificial ballots, by the millions coming from nowhere, could so complicate things that the election cannot be decided by January 20th or 21st, 2021. In which case, Donald Trump would no longer be president, Pence would no longer be vice president, but Nancy Pelosi may have been reelected speaker and then would become president. Because
and I have been hearing this. Is this absolutely true? I have heard that they can create so much chaos that if chaos persists in 30 days, that Nancy Pelosi would be president. Is that true?
A thought to conjure with.
Yeah. We have to wrap up the show. This has been interesting and challenging. Gary Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. Do you have a final comment?
A vote for Joe Biden is a vote for Kamala Harris. Don't do it, America.
Don't do it. And listen to him. Tell people where they can hear you.
700 WLW in Cincinnati. I'm on every Saturday morning, as I have been for the past 23 and a half years, from 5:30 to 9 a.m. Eastern. And I occasionally... All right. Now that the Reds are playing, we got Major League Baseball back. I do a nightcap, 9 to midnight Eastern on 700 WLW, and it will be back on Monday night. And one of my guests will be Lowell Ponte.
Well, now we've gotten a little bit of a taste
thought.
Of that. That's great. Lowell, tell us where we can find you, and then I got to wrap up the show.
Oh, you can find me every Thursday and every Friday all day at WNDWorldNetDaily.com. And my column will be about strange things you never knew about Kamala Harris. Yes, I have things nobody else is reporting.
Oh, I can't wait to read that. Thank you to both of you. It is such an honor. It's one of the great pleasures of doing this work, meeting such fascinating, interesting guys, march to their own drummer, couldn't possibly be a collectivist Democrat. You have a wonderful day. I'm going to take a moment to wrap up this show here and to thank Doug at BBS Radio doing heroic work under difficult circumstances. And thanks to Keith Hansen and everybody on his team and to the Hagman Report and the Global Star Radio Network. We have about 3 minutes left, and in that time, I just wanted to be sure that we had a final thing. You know, we talk so much about all that's wrong, and I'd like to, I guess, encourage you to whatever way I humbly can to be the leader in your own sphere of influence. Today, we have to assume, even though Gary Jeff, gosh, I hope he's right, we have to campaign now until November 3rd as if Donald Trump is 10 points behind. And as we all know, even though Donald Trump is an extraordinary president for an extraordinary time, this is not just about Donald Trump. It is about, do we want capitalism or do we want communism in this country? It's a C or a C. As my friend, who I will have tomorrow night, Trevor Loudon, who talks about the fact, he says he is asked often, what's the difference between socialism and communism? And he says, about 5 years. So this is a most urgent time. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. But the people that reliably have stood by Donald Trump and his fearless attempt to clean up the swamp, I didn't used to like that cliche, but the cliche is important now because he's the only one fighting it, and that's why they're fighting him so hard. That has become clear, that that is the reason they claim to hate him, as I said at the opening, simply because they're trying to drum up hate for him so they can get rid of him. But as you've seen in the memes, he's the only thing standing in the way of them destroying us as a country. And now it's become painfully clear how serious they are at that business. So we can all be, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to be pontificating, but we can all be leaders in our own sphere of influence. Some people do flash mobs. Other people go to church and show civil disobedience, which you have a God-given right in this country to worship as you see fit. So open the churches, open the synagogues, and defy unconstitutional laws. That's what I got to say. And I'm putting my money where my mouth is, because just don't comply with things that are truly unconstitutional. We've had various constitutional lawyers who have said that no virus, particularly a fraudulent one, can rob you of your God-given rights, certainly those that are enumerated and guaranteed in the Constitution. A lot of people are confused about that, but no amount of fear-mongering and demagoguery can cause you to lose those rights. We'll only lose them if you hand them over. So that's just about it for me. I'm Karen Cataline, the Rabble Rouser, and I'll be with you tomorrow, and we will have Trevor Loudon with us, and he will tell us more about his research. It's fascinating. That's about it. You're listening to The Keith Hansen Show, and stick a fork in me. I'm done.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
the coronavirus has affected the African American community in many ways, including a drastic drop in blood donations. This is the time to take care of one another, and blood transfusions from healthy African American donors can be a life-saving treatment for patients with sickle cell disease or cancer. The American Red Cross adheres to the highest standards of safety and infection control and urges you to come out to donate. Please make an appointment today at redcrossblood.org.